Okay.
It's going to be a little bit of a shorter shiur because I have to. There's a breakfast I have to speak at, so we're going to try to finish by in a half hour or so. We have to finish. We're on page Samach Aleph, Ois Dalet. What does it mean to be an Ish Yesodi? Well, Hashem, now we're coming in the week of Yesod. It's the time of Yesod. It means that all that we're learning about all of this time, the Ikka time of the year, the main time of the year, that we could be mechazik ourselves in the midah of Yesod, it's always, but especially during Shavuot and this week of Yesod. And it's going to be Yesod, should be Yesod, there's going to be the Ramchal's Yerzeit, the whole aura of the Ramchal is in the world very strong now. And this was this is a very big thing with the Ramchal, the Torah of the Ramchal. So whoever likes to learn Mesil Shasharim and Der Hashem and Das Tunis, which is all of us, that try this week to put in some extra time to learn the Ramchal Svar. Let's learn. On page Samach Aleph, Ois Dalet, Midas Yesod. In Yenosav Sheyesh Lahakim Midas Yesod, Shebetzem, Him Hashmos Apshuta B'Tevas Yesod. Before getting to the application or the manifestation of Yesod in the Inyan of Tikkun HaBris, we first have to just, in a very simple way, to know what the Yesod is. A simple pshat. She'inyonu kamo Yesod shel binyan. It's like the foundation of a building. Yesod shel binyan. She'av she'av shelavnos binyan tramya, which means even though you could build a caravan, instead of a building, sometimes you're not ready for the building, you can't afford the building, and you need quickly to put up something. Right? We've been toying with that idea, right, Ken? So, you know, you could throw something, you could put something together relatively quickly. I remember years ago, one morning, I came to shul, and I came back in the afternoon, and there was a new house on the block. They came with a crane. All the cars had to be kept away from the block. They asked the neighbors, all the neighbors to stay without cars, to take our cars away. And they came with this, I didn't watch them doing it. My wife said it was fascinating to watch. They came and they brought a house on it. They brought this house and they plopped a house down on the block. Yeah. So you could do such a thing. The problem with a house like that, I don't know about that, I don't know how they do that with the foundation. I'm not sure how that works. I guess there was a foundation there already. But when you're putting up a trailer, you could do that in your Yiddishkeit too. You could put up a trailer. Even though it's possible to put up a caravan, to put up some sort of a trailer, the problem with that is that it's not a binyan hamiskayim. It's not a binyan hamiskayim. See, after Sandy happened, everybody had to reevaluate, these structures, are they really made to last through all kinds of storms? So the usual Jewish response is, that happens once in 100 years, I'll manage, But not every building is able to weather a storm. Not every building can weather a storm. The question is, are we Jews that we're able to manage through storms? So if you're Yiddishkeit, and if you're a caravan, a modular, temporary type of a sukkah, It's not a binyan hamiskayim. There's not many chaver that go to yeshiva and they're into it, and then you see them a year or two later, it's not there. It's just not there. It's not miskayim. Binyan gomer, if you want to have a binyan gomer, a building, a real building, hu ayideshiyesh yesodos chazakim. It's only a real building that lasts is only if the yesodos are strong. That's why the early years of the kids in school are so crucial to who they're going to be in the early years in the home. Even though it looks like it's just dumb, like a bunch of little kids, what's the big deal? But all the yesodos of who they are. Shechofrim amok ba'adama, the yesod has to be deep, deep in the ground. Umenichem motei barzel avim, and that thick iron cables. And you pour the cement. Until there are strong, strong, solid foundations. And these foundations hold the building. Regardless of how tall that building is, Mamshichim Va'ilim Im Abinyan, Ada Kaima Chamishis, Asiris, Vahameya, the fifth floor, the tenth floor, the hundredth floor, Vakama Gavo Yosef Shirazan Livno Schof from Yosef Amok. The klal is that the taller you want this building to be, the deeper the foundation has to be. So we all want, we're all davening, we're all hoping that our children should be big Jews, they should be great people. They should be tall. I don't mean to be tall to be able to play center for the Knicks. They should be tall, big Jews. They should be gevohim. That means if you want to have a tall building, the roots have to be very deep. Chofim Yosef Amok. Osi Yisod Shemascha Bolamata Amok Amok Vuhum Uchubul Akarka Hu Ha'oila Ad Lamala. The deeper the Yisod and the stronger its attachment to that, to the depths of the earth, that building has the ability to go higher and higher. Kiduva Kishikiyetsa Adam Nishanos Kiros Beso Yatsvilo Mumchim Elu Mehakiros Yochel Hazizam. If you're doing some work in the house, the contractor, the builder, will tell you which are the walls that can be moved. There are some of the walls that can be moved very easily. And they'll tell you, this wall is not much. It's not such a chashuv wall. This wall is not from. Doesn't go down to the mamakim. This wall can be moved.
There are other walls of the house. You can't mess with those walls. That's from the Yisod.
From the Shukir Yisod. Because that wall is a Kir Yisod. It's a Kir Yisod. It's a wall that's connected to the Yisod of that house, of that building. You can't mess with that.
As a Yisod, Ein Evsharos Lahaziz Mimkomo.
Yisod, you can't move from its place.
Shu Oila Milamata Ad Lamala.
And that's the meaning of Yisod. From above to below. Tikol bashamayim uvaaretz. That's the midah of Yisod. Kol bashamayim uvaaretz. Tzadik Yisod Olam. The Tzadik Yisod Olam cannot be moved, cannot be shaken. Tzadik Yisod Olam, milamata lamala. That's the meaning of Yisod. From the top to the bottom.
Gam yidush yesh hevdu bahalacha ben karka lemetatlin. And of course, in halacha, we know there's a huge difference between real estate, karka, and metalpilim, and movable objects and things. Karka b'cheskes baleho emedes.
By karka, the great principle of karka, of real estate, of property, is that it's b'cheskes baleho emedes. There's a strong chazaka when it comes to land, right? A strong chazaka. To break the chazaka when it comes to karka, to break that chazaka takes a lot of effort. To break a chazaka when it comes to karka, it has a very strong chazaka karka, and therefore karka ain't an exelus. And all the principles in halacha that apply to land and to property are due to the fact that property is something that it's not just a movable object; it's something which comes from the yisod. Therefore, karka in exelus, v'nikun echosim sheish lamachvayis, all the halachas with karka. V'nigam bayis abonui al gabe karka. It's not just the land itself, but the dinim that apply to the house that's built on that property.
Hagam shundivnim ye'etzim avana.
Even though the house itself is built from stones and from wood. In other words, the house itself is made from what was originally metal, movable things.
Like
some sort of a trailer. In halacha, a trailer doesn't have a din of karka. The trailer was made to be, even though they have these little places, villages where people live in trailers, but a trailer bedsim is made to be something which goes from one place to it's something that was created to move from one place to another. There are people that live like that, even though they might live in nice homes, but they're really trailers. They're not set. There's no strong yisod. So the din of a trailer is that it's not karka, it's metaltalin. Even though they make very nice trailers, you could get a very, very nice trailer. It could be fixed up nice, and you could have air conditioning, and you could hang up a picture, different pictures, and you could make it nice. But sof kol sof, it doesn't have a din of karka. The same thing with the person. It could be fixed up very nice. It looks like everything looks very, very nice in the person. But Sandy comes along, Ois Mensch. Some difficulty comes along, some pressure comes along, some Nisayan comes along, a pretty girl comes along, finished. Gemara. 10, 15 years of chinuch. And the name of the school was Yesod Shebi Yesod. That was the name of the school, Yesod Shebi Yesod. But the kid is 15, 16, 17 years old. Something comes along, a girl, some idea that he never thought about that somebody said, hey, you ever think of this? Some book that he reads, some conversation that he had, some guy in college, whatever it is, a teacher, and all of a sudden, it's like the Wizard of Oz. You remember the house flying, in the air? I don't know if you saw that. That's a long time ago. It's gone. It's gone. So it means that his whole Yiddish guy was a trailer. You and I all know people that they went very, very, very frum. I was on the phone Thursday night with a woman that married a guy that was one of the top guys in the yeshiva. They have 7 children. He's gone. He ran off with a guy. He disappeared.
Why does that happen? How does someone...
So we're talking. There's something... That's a specific Indian. I'm not talking about that problem.
That's a terrible fault.
Yes. I'm not talking about that problem, about that attraction. That's not for now. What I'm saying is that the fact that you see a person and you're living with a person, if the yesod is not strong, the person can be uprooted. The Mishnah has it worded with anafim and shirashim. It's the same thing when using the marshal of the building with the yesod. A strong wind comes along, something comes along. Could be this person was fighting against that for years and years and years. He was fighting against it, and it's something that he had to struggle with. Whatever that person's in, that particular milchama, and he was fighting with it, and then something happened, and it could be that it didn't work out with work, and it could be that he's having fights with his wife, or there's difficulties with the kids, and then this guy, and the yesod is uprooted because of. But that's a very, very extreme situation. But this is what it says in Tillim, when our enemies came, and they said, Oru, Oru, what? Ad? Hayesod bo. It wasn't just about knocking down the Beis HaMikdash, just the building. They want to uproot. Oru, Oru, Ad Hayesod bo. Our enemies want to uproot us. To uproot us. And it's not only the enemies from the outside. The Yetzirah is not happy just giving a little bit of a patch. It's to uproot. Now, if the Yesod is not deep, deep, deep and strong, powerful, iron cables, cement, concrete, strong, it's hard to know. So you could be very proud of your little seminary girl that comes back, or your yeshiva bacher that comes back, or did well in this place, or did well in that place. We have to daven every day of our lives. That our children should be strong, that we should be strong, we shouldn't be uprooted, chas v'shalom. Always to daven, we shouldn't be uprooted. But this is when the yesod is the key is that our kids, the kid is like karka. Karka is ain't an exalus, You can't steal karka. Karka ain't an exalus. So, whatever that means in halacha, but karka ain't an exalus means the same thing with our children. If a kid has strong yesidus, if we as parents and the yeshivas, if we dig deep with these yesidus, then they will be children who can't be stolen. Can't be stolen. Karka ain't an example. Can't be stolen. Can't be taken by the other side. Sitrach is always trying to take them. Can't be stolen by an advertisement, by something. A girl. Karka ain't an example. Ain't an example. Strong.
not to be stolen. V'hum ebnei shabayis yesh lo yisodas eisonim hamufubarim lekarka.
So the reason that the house, not a trailer, but a house, has a din of karka, is because of its attachment to the yisodas. So it has a din of karka.
And there are all different halachas that are in operation when it comes to karka, and holding on to one's chazaka when it comes to a karka, when it comes to land, when it comes to a house. It's very different than metaltlan, hamaitzim chaver olavaraya. It's very, very different when it comes to karka. All the sugyas of karka. It's very, very different.
Aydeke nase echadim hakarka, mamish. The house becomes one mitzias with the karka, with the land, with the earth. Umakabal kol halachas karka, and it's makabal all the halachas of karka. Ach bli hayisaydes, but if you don't have yisaydes, if it's a trailer, and you don't have yisaydes, there's no real foundation. You know, when you go to the kaisel, we only are seeing the top part of the kaisel. You know, you look down over there inside, right? The yisod of the Harabayis, the yisod is much, 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 much deeper. The Yerushalayim they were by the old city, the Yerushalayim they were walking on is only the top, top, top. The Yerushalayim is way down. The yisod is of Yerushalayim. It's very, very deep Yerushalayim. And for thousands of years, our enemies have been trying to knock Yerushalayim down. It can't be. I mean, they make a lot of mess on the top, but it can't be to the Yisoid, or the Yisoid, but they can't get to the Yisoid of Yerushalayim. When you have a marriage that where the Yisoid is strong, not just because, you know, whatever, some infatuation, but when the marriage is bamis, a marriage, it's a deep marriage, and the Yisoid is strong, so then, regardless of what happens, the shyness, different things that go on in a marriage, but the marriage stays strong. The yisoides are strong. Ach bli hayisoides mamish metaltel. There are many, many people now that they're metaltel. They're not. Chazal say ishto is beisa, right? That a wife is the house. Ishto is beisa. Foundation of the house. But there are many couples now that they're metaltlum, they're not karka. They're metaltlum. They're like movable objects. They're not karka. Even though we live in nicer homes than ever before, but this couple doesn't have a din of karka. It's a din of metaltlum.
Does it take many years to become karka? If a guy's not karka, he wants to become karka.
I know people for whom it doesn't necessarily take many years. Many years you strengthen, you develop, you work on it. But love Davka. It's not necessarily an issue of time. It's an issue of concentration and hard work and not being derailed easily, and being determined and being a person who is filled with simcha and optimism, excitement of what he's doing. But there's simcha, there's the midah of yisod. The most depressed people in the world are the people who do not have strong foundations. Because a human being, b'teva, can't stand being thrown around like a leaf in the wind. A human being can't bear that, can't take it. Even animals go back to their places where they came from. They can't stand being a metatlam. An animal can't stand being a metatlam. You'll have a cat or a dog that will walk across the country to find its place. So the Hashem made the world in such a way. The Maral speaks about this in the first parak of Netzach Yisrael. This is what the Maral is talking about. The meaning of Golus, what Golus is. It's so painful and unnatural to be in Golus. And there is the simonim of a person who's in Golus. It's not necessarily a matter of time. It's the simcha, optimism, and determination. Those are the people who are Bala Yisrael. People who are depressed, people who are nervous, people who are anxious, people who are driving in the mountains in Montana with their masks on. Ein lehem yisod. Simon. You see what came this past year? There was a wind that came into the world. It's called COVID-19. There was a wind that came. And look how people, there are people, some people were uprooted by it. I'm not talking about Parnassa, that's something else. I'm talking about, you understand, I'm not talking about the Parnassa, that's not. I'm talking about the person, the Etzem person was uprooted. And there are other people, it was like, no. You roll with the punches, you know. Marriages, they're like, you'll read one article will say that it was the best thing for marriage, COVID. Husband and wife, they were in the house together. It's been so many years since they were able to be like that. It was gewaldig, and they made a Shabbos like that, and to make a davening like that, right? And there are beautiful stories like that. And then you turn the page. I don't read any of these things, but you understand I'm saying figuratively. You turn the page, and the next thing is, this was a nightmare. What a Gehenna. This suicide and divorce that happened during COVID. So what's going on? How come for Avram and Sarah it worked out? And how come for you know Yaakov and Rachel it didn't work out? What's like what happened over here? What happened? How come COVID was the best thing that ever happened to some families, to some marriages, and it was the worst thing that ever happened to me? Well, the marriage that had very, very big yesidus. So something comes along. This is a nisayin. Same. It hurts to talk about this, but it's a few days after what happened in Meiron. We're still reeling in pain. We're still crying. But what's going to happen afterwards? You know, so when I get calls like, Rebbe, how am I going to go on after this happened? So how do you respond to that? How are we going to go on? That's what I was trying to talk about at the Hilula and yesterday. Whatever it is that happened, it's a terrible tragedy. Hashem Shem Rahman is, this one has 8 children, this one has 11 children, brothers, this is because he's son. Alman is kferlich. Kferlich, what happens, kferlich. This is going to uproot the Jewish people. If you don't have any yesidus, you're asking a question after something like this happens, how could I continue? And then they're going to write up the stories about how this family that lost a kid, they're like, they're like a rock. And someone's sitting in America and says, I can't put on film if this happened to them. But the parents of that kid that got killed, the parents, chazak. And the ones here in America, the babies in America, with their, you know, 14 different deodorants in the mikveh and their creams. So the babies over here, they're saying, I can't continue on being a Jew. If that could happen, if God could do that, by Rabbi Shimon, he did that, then I can't be a Jew. What is that? Yesod. Some of you have grandparents that were in Auschwitz. They were in Dachau. Parents that were not uprooted. They weren't uprooted. Yesod. It's all the same avodah. It's all the same avodah. Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim. But if one of us has to live in a neighborhood that's not from for 2 weeks, it's here the Oyes Yiddishkeit or something, it's like in Eretz Yisrael, if you see a person that's not from, you know, you have to move to another building or something. If some non-from person moved into your building, you can't handle it. Where's the Yisod? Where's the Yiddishkeit? What kind of a building is that? Fell apart? That's what it is. The whole thing, all the steiging and all the learning with the fat payers, everything fell apart. Fell apart. Because he has there's a kid in the building that's not from. And they spoke a little bit to each other. And that's the whole Yiddishkeit finished. Oru ada yisod bo. Ada yisod bo. If there's no yisod, something comes along and the building, just like with the World Trade Center, boom. And it wasn't even hit. The World Trade Center wasn't hit all the way by the yisod. It was hit, mittened it in. But I don't know what floor, 86, 88 over there. Boom. The whole place fell down from the bottom. The whole thing fell, both of them. Boom.
The Rav doesn't believe in the conspiracy that it was a bomb and all that, the government? It's all a story?
No. If you do,
no, I don't.
I have some chever that could help you.
Maybe I need the help.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I need the help. I'm not saying.
Okay. No.
I think
no.
It went through my mind.
No, I believe that I'm old fashioned. The people who the bad people in the world, the evil people, and they hate America, and they wanted to damage. They wanted to destroy. They're unfortunately a lot of people like that. They want to uproot America. They want to uproot America. They want to kill innocent people. That's what it is. Ach bli hayisaydus umamish metalta. Bli hayisaydus umamish metalta. Something comes along. Ois mensch, finished. Ois mensch. I heard on the radio a few months ago. I was driving and I heard on the radio they were talking about the percentage. This is not something before COVID. They're talking about the percentage of people who call in sick to work. And by the 30-year-olds, it's 3 or 4 times as much as by the 50-year-olds. How do you explain that? B'derech HaTeva, a 50-year-old should have more inyanim, no? I mean, health-wise, 30-year-old is a 50-year-old should have more inyanim. No, it's like 3 or 4 times more how they call in sick, young people. Oy vey. Oy. And the guy that's 50, he's already from the door, you know, earlier door. And if if your nose is running, you can still go to work. It's all right. If you have athlete's foot, no, it's okay. You can still teach your class today. It's like, so, but this is, there's no yisod. That's all we're talking about. There's no yisod. Marriage falls apart. It's like, finished. Something comes along, it's finished. If the yisod is not there, then the person is a metaltal. A metaltal. He's metaltal. So of course, when it comes to the nisayin of kedusha, which is the biggest nisayin of all, if the midah of yisod, which is all that we've been talking about for a long time, if the midah of yisod is not there, then that wind, that storm of maturing, of growing up, of purity, that's a very strong and frightening thing. And there are boys all over the place that they're just carried off, like when there was the tsunami. Just in 1 second, you see, kid sees something on his computer. You saw a picture of that tsunami, remember that? There was a whole island of people, and in 1 second, it's gone. Just like in a wave, just drifting off into the ocean. That's happening to people now all the time. Just like a wave comes. A person has yisod, the waves are crashing, and it's like, gets up, knocks him down, gets up, goes strong. And even if you have a michshel, even if something didn't go right, and you messed up something, right, the Chevy pulls out of the car. Karka. It's two different Jews. A karka and a metalta. And you could tell each of your kids, pretty much, which is a karka, which is a metalta, as they're growing up. And we have to do whatever we can to... Foundation should be deep, deep, deep. And I'm just telling you that simcha, without simcha, is kemat impossible to build, to develop real estate. If you want to be a real estate developer, commercial, residential, without simcha, it doesn't go. There are other midas that if a person is lacking, that you could still pull it off. It's hard, but you can pull it off. But if the home is a home without simcha, if the classroom is a place without simcha, come on. Asvas Mershcher ruins these. You can't build on that. There's nothing to build on Mershcher. There's nothing. Nothing to build on that. But there's simcha, Hayinus Meichen. You can build. When the house or the classroom, camp, wherever it is, if those are places that are places of anxiety, of sadness, chalila. It's very, very hard that the child shouldn't be a metaltalin. It's very hard. So you can't build a yisoid on sadness. This guy just doesn't go. It's the ikka inyan, you'll see with this, the tikkun habris, and how we learn with Mishnah tikkun haklali with Rabbi Nachman. There's a lot of talk about tikkun haklali, what that is, the new tikkun haklali. And you go through the kapitlach, you see what the kapitlach are about. That's simcha, simcha. Nigun, nigunim, simcha. Islav, isfai, simcha. That's how you make a building. That's how you make a building. So you see Nabuch during the corona, houses, even shuls, chavers, crumbling, falling apart. That's what happened. What happened to what's happening to people? What's happening to shuls? What's happening to places? This metaltalin, not karka. You could have a shul that was up and running for 100 years, 150 years, and that's it. Corona finished the shul off. That they don't know what to do. They can't get the. What happened to the shul? How could such a thing happen? That they have to advertise. We have to think of ways to bring the people back to shul. But not davening. To bring people back to shul. What happened to? Because the only yisod of a shul, there are two yisodas of a shul. You don't have to be a ragashav. There are two yisodas of a shul, Torah and tefillah. Part of that, of course, is in relation to say three, because it's also been on the chaveshav, which is strengthened through Torah and tefillah. Torah and tefillah, friends from yeshiva, friends from shul, is the deepest friends. Right? Friends. Where the friendship is a friendship that was cooking in a cholent of Torah and tefillah, those are unbreakable friendships. Unbreakable karka. Unbreakable. But if the whole shul is just friendship, friends, socializing, hanging out with a couple of words of davening, you know, and a shir, then the wind comes along and says, uproot it. It's gone. Finished. When New York City was changing back in the 60s, the 70s, so everybody was running from the neighborhoods, the old neighborhoods. There was one tzaddik that you couldn't move. Who am I talking about? What? No, that Lower East Side. That's also true. But that was, the Lower East Side wasn't such a scary place. I'm talking about Lubavitch Rebbe. Crown Heights is scary. He was an Ishi Sodi, you understand? He's an Ishi Sodi. It's like, I always felt he was saying, come on. It's like, fearless. Ishi Sodi. Karka, anything zealous. Don't tell me where to go. Anything zealous. Not to be uprooted.
So how come he wasn't able to bring it with all this effort that he did? He was an amazing man. What's the stumbling block thing? What's the answer?
What are you saying? What are you asking? How come he wasn't able to do what?
The ghoul.
He did a lot.
He did, but I mean, how do we pick up from where he left off?
Trying our best.
That's enough.
One's best is not enough.
Obviously.
We have to try our best. But he was mamash karka. Strong. And that's when the yesod is deep, then the whole conversation about Kedushas and Bris is a different conversation. Our kids are being just swept away, but not by tsunami. You don't need a tsunami. You don't have to have a tsunami. I remember a parent was telling me she was having problems with her son, that someone's got crazy with some girl. The yeshiva boy got crazy with a girl. And the parents came to talk to me what to do. And the mother said to me, honestly, Rabbi, she's not really even pretty. That's what she said to me. Like, after the whole conversation, she said, like, Mela, I understand if my kid, he's a good looking, you know, she was saying, my son is like, My son is the best looking guy, and he's like a, you know, he's a great athlete, he's a good looking guy. Like, she was a little bit disappointed, like this girl, you know, she said to me, she said, yeah, she's not really good looking. So I'm going to tell you, like, your kid got swept away by someone that's not even good looking, you know. It's like, he was swept off his feet by an ugly girl. Like, that's really, you know, that's really pathetic. Mainly if you get swept off your feet by, you know, by a beauty queen. But he got swept off his feet because he wasn't planted anywhere. She's in the cave. It doesn't make a difference what she looks like. If she says in the morning, Shasani Kirtzaina, and he says Shasani Isha, that's enough. You understand? It's a shidduch. Asani Kirtzaina, Shasani Isha, it's a shidduch. That's what we had in the yeshivas. It's a yeshiva shidduch. He's in a keva, he's a zocher, mazel tov. But what about, you know, my son is a poet, he's an athlete. She's like a well-to-do, chashuv people. She's like a thing. Doesn't make a difference. She's in the cave. That's all. She's in the cave. He's a zacher. No other requirements. Jewish in the cave. Okay. He's you know, after all, he's a miuchas. He's rich. She's a Jewish in the cave. But that's all. Doesn't have to be beautiful. Doesn't have to be intelligent. Doesn't have to have much of a personality. Wasn't that on the resume? Later on, in a few years, that's on the resume. Right now, that's not on the resume. Just has to say one thing, the keva, zochaloi. That's the whole thing. There's no metatlin, there's no karka. No karka. I'm going to continue next week to try to develop our real estate.